Do I have your attention? It was early in the morning, and two Marys were headed to Jesus' tomb. They might have been thinking about Jesus on the way. They were going there to anoint. They might have been thinking about the disciples. It's possible they were daydreaming as they walked. It was still dark. In some other accounts in the Gospels, or in other places of the morning of Jesus' resurrection, there are more women coming to the tomb. In the Gospel of John, which we read at the earlier service today, it was only Mary Magdalene. And in this morning's reading, it's Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. She's probably the wife of Cleopas. Cleopas gets named a little bit later. He's the one of the two who were walking along the road to Emmaus when they met and didn't know for a while the risen Christ. The other person walking with Cleopas wasn't named, which means it was probably a woman. She's named here, the other Mary, so that's probably who it was. Why do you think the Gospels have different people at the tomb on the morning Jesus was resurrected? People tell the story. Some things get emphasized more than others. We get the benefit of seeing the resurrection from at least four perspectives and maybe a little bit more. But the folks who were hearing the story as it's expressed here in Matthew just got that one. And this morning's story emphasizes that early in the morning, two Marys were headed to Jesus' tomb. They may have been thinking about Jesus, they may have been thinking about the disciples, and they may have been daydreaming as they walked, but something got their attention really quickly. There was an earthquake. An angel came down like lightning. The angel moved the stone that covered the tomb. The angel sat on the stone as if it were some kind of stool. The guards were scared out of their skin at what they saw. And an angel sought to calm the whole situation down by telling the women that Jesus had been raised from the dead. This morning's reading is different from the other accounts in the other Gospels. This one emphasizes dramatic, suddenly, lightning, earthquake, scared, and then the news that we all know well. The news that we say, that we can say any Sunday, but we say especially on Easter, Jesus is risen, and our response is? Good, some of you got that there. They're all correct. When you're reading through any of the other accounts, this account and other accounts of Jesus' resurrection, it didn't happen while anyone was around. In today's reading, there are some dramatic elements, but the resurrection, really, it's already occurred. They're on their way. The women arrived at the tomb and experienced something startling and scary, but it wasn't the resurrection that they experienced. That part was already done. It wasn't, he will rise, but he is risen. So after, you've got, suddenly, the earthquake, like lightning, and scared, and then the women left the tomb. This time, they may have been thinking about Jesus. They may have been thinking about the disciples. I don't think for a minute that they were daydreaming about anything else. I think that they were just trying to sort through everything that they had just experienced so quickly. And then what happened? Jesus popped in again. Just in case, suddenly, earthquake, lightning, and scared wasn't enough to get their attention. There's Jesus. Just pops right in there. And they knew him right away. That's different from other gospel accounts too. They knew him right away when they saw him. They took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Not fell at his feet. That's more of a common way when you say we fall at the feet of someone we worship. They took hold of his feet. That's very visual. That's very descriptive. It's very intimate. Maybe they were taking hold of his feet to see if he was real or not. That's possible. Like, really? Is this a ghost? Let me grab his feet and see. Maybe they were living out something that they remembered from the foot washing. Or maybe it's all they could think to do. We don't know what else to do. We just did this. In this account, the Bible doesn't say how Jesus reacted to it. It just reminds us that Jesus told them to share the news. So they let go of Jesus' feet. And they went to share the news. How did they share it? The reading says they went and shared it with fear and great joy. How do those emotions work together? I'm frightened and I'm excited. I'm happy. This morning we're celebrating. We're experiencing different emotions today. And our emotions may be as varied as suddenly, or earthquake, or like lightning, or scared, or maybe calm, or maybe assurance, or being grateful, confused, joyful. But whatever our emotions today, whatever is associated with this Easter celebration, this resurrection day, we are called to share that news with fear and great joy. Amen.